For my PM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. It is Tuesday, September 16th at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Seeing some green pretty much across the board here on the grain open. Not a lot of news to talk about. Harvest kind of picking up steam here across the Midwest, but a lot of reports on corn leading people to believe that yields are still a little bit disappointing, and the USDA may have a little more room to cut some yields as we go forward on corn. Bean yields, a little bit mixed bag in here. Probably not enough beans done across the Midwest to get a real good feel yet. But we're seeing some higher prices here. December corn up 4.5 cents right now, 4.27¾, just a tick off the day's highs so far. March up 3¾ at 4.44¾. May corn up 3¼ at 4.54½. July up 3¼, 4.60¾. Beans also higher, but still within the kind of the upper third of the range of the last few weeks in here. Really need to see some trade, above the 1060 mark in November to get a big rally generated. And we need to hold above 1022 on the downside. And right now we're kind of in the middle of the road here, but we are up a nickel at 10.47¾. That's about 3 cents off of session highs so far. January beans up a nickel, 10.66¾. Oh, at the March beans up 5¼, 10.81¾. May up 5½ at 10.95. Mixed in the products, December soy meal has been lower most of the day, now just turning higher by one tick at 285.80 in that December contract. December soy oil up 84 points, 53.10. Also seeing some strength across the entire wheat sector here. December Chicago up 5¼ at 5.30¼. The March contract up 4¾, 5.47½. December Kansas City up 5¼ at 5.19¼, with the March also up 5¼. 5.40 even, and December Minneapolis wheat up 3.5 cents today at 5.75¼. Seeing some weakness, at least in the cattle complex here. I've traded both sides of unchanged, still very choppy trade. Sharply lower Monday, sharply lower Friday, sharply higher yesterday, and given some of those gains from yesterday back here, December live cattle down 137 right now, 234.90. Had a $2 range in this contract so far in the first half-hour trade. February live cattle down 97, 236.87. April's down 87 at 236.90. June live cattle down 77 at 229.45. Also lower in the feeders, with November feeders down 85 at 349.30. January's down 135 at 342.42. March down 127 at 337.37. Little bit of strength on the hog side here, with December lean hogs up 25 at 89.10. February is up 30 at 90.75. April's up 30 also at 93.27. And the June's up 32 at 102.65. Outside markets are mixed. Expectations for a yield cut from the Federal Reserve here. We do have new highs in gold up $15 an ounce at 37.37.60 an ounce. Silver also up 29 cents. Bonds roughly unchanged on the interest rate side. And the S&P 500 down 550 right now at 66.16, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. We are going to take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 91 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 58 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 60 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 92 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Coming up at 9 a.m. 1A on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. Currently here in Urbana, fair skies and 71 degrees. In Bloomington, normal fair skies and 69 degrees. And in Rantoul, fair skies and 71 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.